And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection where we have one-on-one with the pro. And our pro is Brett Harsh. How are you doing with their Bartlesville Health and Rehab? How are you?
Pretty good. How are we?
I'm a little foggy, but then it's okay.
Yeah. Same here. We'll be all right, though.
I did some Christmas shopping over the weekend, and I've not recovered.
Yeah, that can knock you down for a couple days if you're not careful.
My gosh. But anyway, we are looking forward to the holidays here at Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Got some activities lined up for your residents, I understand.
We do. We're going to have for the residents, I mean, everybody can take part in it. This Wednesday, we're actually going to have a Christmas party for the entire staff, Wednesday afternoon, I believe. We have really went kind of all out this year for just show some appreciation. We're going to have a lot of cool drawings and stuff we're going to have for the employees to win. I mean, you know, multiple TVs, you know, stuff like an outdoor fire pits, Echo pods, a lot of cool, pretty cool, kind of high dollar expensive stuff that we're going to be giving out in the drawing. So that's going to be exciting. And yeah, as far as that, we've had a couple singers in already for the residents, and then we're going to continue to do that this week and just have some activities lined up so we can help them celebrate the holidays and they can help us. And it's going to be a fun time.
Well, very, very good. Very good. Now, we had to, we're not going to do the blood drive. We didn't do the blood drive because, well, you know, it's a busy time of the year.
Yeah, it is. As you know, for the people that follow us on Facebook, I did post on there last week that I got the unfortunate news last week that the Red Cross had to cancel this week's blood drive.
And they didn't want to do it, but they
did not want to do it. But with the way things are going and everybody being so short staffed, and it's kind of chaotic right now, like you said, with the holidays. So we were scheduled to have one tomorrow. Actually, no, I believe it was Wednesday. It was going to be the same day. But they did inform me that they're not going to be able to make it down for that. So we want to apologize to everybody who was signed up for that. But the good news is they've already started looking into dates here in a couple months that they're going to be able to make it up for us. And, you know, hopefully by then everything kind of be settled down a little bit, and they'll have some more staff ready to come down and help us. So, you know, everybody be kind of be on the lookout for that. I'll keep everybody updated on Facebook. You know, as soon as we get a date, I'll get it posted on there so people can look in to start signing up. They fill up fast. I know a lot of people are excited about getting in there, you know, and donating some blood, and it really helps out, and you know, they really help out people as well. So that kind of goes a long way and helps saving people and giving them the donations they need. So we really appreciate that.
Everybody's staying healthy, I hope.
Yeah, we're doing well. You know, we're continuing to test and kind of monitor, doing what we can. All visitation, everything is open. You know, like I said, a few guidelines depending on vaccination status and this and that, kind of in the fine print there that we have to follow per CDC guidelines, but it's just something we have to do. But yeah, everybody's doing well. We haven't, to my knowledge, we have not had another positive COVID test. I believe the last one was a weekend employee, and they were doing fine. They did their quarantine and everything as well, and not many symptoms. You know, pretty mild, just some allergy stuff, I think. So that, very blessed for that. And you know, we went in after that, went ahead and started testing some residents and testing all the residents to make sure that they were good, just a kind of a precautionary. You know, like I said, it's about like the residents are about like the staff as far as vaccination status. You know, they're high percentage are vaccinated, but just to be safe, you know, and kind of help stop any potential spread there,
sure,
we go ahead and get in there and get some testing done, and it all went smoothly. So we're very grateful for that.
Well, that is super. That is really super. Anything new happening there besides some of the activities here for the holidays? We got a couple things to crow about.
We've had some good news as far as people coming in and checking on us, seeing how we're doing there. Everything's up to code and everything. Did a great job there. The employees are doing such a great job with the residents and everything. We're continuing to have some remodel done. We're in phase three of the remodel, continuing to have some new lights and ceilings and everything installed. So that's going really well. You know, we're just kind of, you know, there for a while it was just seeming like everybody was kind of keeping their head above water, but now we're really starting to be able to get out and, you know, do some activities, and people are really starting to start, you know, seeing a lot more time with their families, and with the holidays and everything here, you know, right upon us, you know, that's really important to us. So that's really good. And then other than that, you know, we're just keeping our therapy going. Therapy's doing well. We actually just hired a new speech therapist to help us out. She's great, doing, you know, picking up on things really fast from what I've heard. So we're really excited for her. She's going to get in and do some great things for us as well. And, you know, we're looking forward to that. But everything, other than that, everything's pretty normal. but normal in a good way. So back to normal in the better way. So, but other than that, we still have some remodels, and like I said, the Christmas party. We've also started handing out some Christmas gifts to some of the residents, but some of the employees with some kids. Mm-hmm. They are our family. So we like helping out and giving some of the kids some gifts as well, so they can have some extra. You know, they're not ever going to complain about having extra toys. So we kind of help them out with that. So it's been really cool.
We're talking with Brett Harsh, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And so we get ready to head into Christmas and the new year and everything. But it sure is great to hear that everyone is staying healthy and very happy and of course, mm-hmm. on the mend. Can't say enough about your therapist there, because good gravy. In 28 days, folks feel like they got whole new wheels.
Yeah, it's, you know, we really kind of harp on it and, you know, go over it a lot, but it really is just incredible just seeing them in action and then just being able to see the results. I mean, it's a day-by-day thing. I mean, you can literally see a little bit of a difference. It's different with each resident, you know, but you can literally see a difference in a day-by-day setting within 24 hours, which is just remarkable to me. And, you know, if you're seeing them after a week or 2 weeks and, even 3 weeks after that, it's going to be really impressive. The strides that they make, and then being able to get in there and get their therapy done, and you know that it's such an upbeat mood. You know, a lot of times they'll have music going, and you know there's a lot of laughter, and it helps you distract you from whether you're in pain or I'm not as mobile as you would like to be, which can be frustrating, we all know. So just being able to be distracted from that, and the next thing you know, you don't even realize what you're doing. As far as the improvements and stuff, and then it's really cool to see the smile on the faces when you go in there and just see the improvement.
Oh, good. Boy, I tell you what, those victories are really nice to have. They truly are. And really, that's what you're all about, getting everybody well as fast as you possibly can.
It is. It is, for sure. We're gonna keep doing that. Like I said, it's just being able to have some sort of normalcy. we go through a lot. As you know, people go through a lot on a day-by-day basis, enough without all the COVID stuff going around and running rampant. So to be able to get back to just normal healthcare and normal therapy, to be able to focus primarily on the main issue with each individual resident is really nice. We don't, we are conscious about COVID. We have to continue to be. I mean, we don't have a choice. It's just one of those things that's going to be around, you know, for a long time, if not forever. So it's going to be one of those things that we're going to have to kind of hit, head on. And we've done that. And it's really remarkable just to see, how it's transpired over the last year. I mean, just in the year and a half that I've been here, just all the improvements everybody has, we've all made, and mm-hmm. and how much everybody has learned and being able to hit this thing head on and you really just, kind of help prevent it getting back in the building. You're going to have, it's like any other sickness. So it's a roll of dice. You're going to have a case by case type of deal where, an individual here and there is going to test positive, but with the way that we've been able to really kind of catch it early, and keep it out of the building and get everything clean, and our environmental services people do a great job as well. They get in there and get stuff cleaned when somebody's sick, not just with COVID, but with anything. You don't want anything, the flu or anything else as well. So, being this time of year, there, a lot of sickness going around. So just the job they do of getting in and cleaning offices and, the hallways and residence rooms and stuff, is they do such an amazing job at kind of helping stop the spread of every sickness, not just COVID. So, the work that they do really, really helps us keep people safe.
Sweet. All righty. Brett Harsh is with us. Hey, Brett, we've talked a lot about what goes on at Bartlesville Health and Rehab, but we haven't told folks where we can find you.
So we're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. Uh-huh. That's 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. A lot of people, including myself, just reference it to the facility just north of the hospital, the street over.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss that. You can reach us at 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545. I'm on Facebook every day, like I say, updating people with pictures and, statuses, sometimes even some videos at Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, our Facebook page, and then also our website. BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com, which has our virtual tour on it as well. So if you don't want to have to leave the couch or risk going in if there's any sickness or anything, mm-hmm. you can get on there, and it's on our Facebook page as well. But you can go on there and see the virtual tour and kind of see what our facility is about and how kind of the layout of that. But with that being said, we may have to update that here pretty soon, because we've had so many upgrades that it's really cool to see. The new lighting is just it's really incredible how much brighter it is in there, and it's we're not done yet either. We've had new paint, New lightings, new ceiling tiles and stuff like that. We've redone a couple of walls and stuff in the dining room, and we're not done. So we're really excited for these new changes and making some improvements, and it's really cool.
Very, very good, Brett Harsh. Now we also have some apartments, and I remember we had three open once upon a time. That might not be the case right now because they do go pretty quick.
Yeah.
But in case folks are thinking down the road that maybe Bartlesville Health and Rehab is a place that maybe they want to go. They're tired of mowing the yard.
You don't have to mow the yard when you live with us. That's true.
You don't have to do that. Heck, you don't even have to cook if you don't want to. There's an option there for you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we still... So, last I checked, we actually don't have any open right now.
It sold itself. I said you don't have to mow the yard. It's sold.
You already sold out right there in 30 seconds. So, but no, we still have our waiting list. That's part of our phase three remodel as well, is going in and remodeling all the apartments. Now, that's kind of a base by base type of deal, because obviously we're not going to go in there when somebody's occupying them and remodel them. But we've had, I would say, probably around 80 to 85% have been remodeled. That's just a guesstimation, nothing precise there. But they have a lot. The majority of them have been remodeled. As soon as if somebody decides that they're going to move out of some of the older ones, or if something happens, then we'll get in there and remodel those as well. We still have our waiting list. It's pretty competitive. It's not extremely long, but there's several names on it right now that are really waiting to get in there, because you're right. There's a lot of options. Like you said, there's the upkeep. You don't have to worry about that. If you want to pay the little extra, kind of a meal by meal basis, you don't even have to cook, like you said, but it is independent living. So you have those options. Your visitation, that's up to you, or your meals, your food, going in and out as you please. It is independent living. It is exactly, it's just all you want to do with
no hall monitor, no check-in, no check-out.
There's nothing like that, but it's kind of without the headache of, like you said, without the headache of the upkeep, and perfect example is mowing and stuff like that as well. So, and you have options, and you're right there if something happens or you need some help, or something medical comes up. So that's really nice.
Plenty
as well.
Plenty of people right there to help you out.
Yeah, it really is. So, but those remodels, our maintenance guys, working with some other people that are coming in and helping, they've done a great job with the remodels. Mm-hmm. So they're really nice. I encourage anybody that is looking, maybe for a family member, or maybe for themselves that is looking for a new place to stay, that's going to be a little bit more, for appropriate for them, that might help them out. I really encourage you to come take a tour. You can set it up, call the main office that we give the number to, and Lorene up front does a great job of giving tours of the apartments as well. So, and we have a little packet and stuff that we hand out as well with all the information in there, so you can have that.
You can refer to it back after you had your visit.
Exactly. And that way you don't have to remember, like you said, you don't have to remember everything. It's a lot to take in, especially, when somebody's getting, having to move. That's a lot.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal, and it's stressful in itself. So we do what we can to kind of get everything documented for you and on file, so you can have it there for when you think that the time is appropriate for that change to be made. So, we're going to keep doing that as well. Keep going through the waiting list, and just it, like I said, it's pretty competitive. So we can't really guarantee you when we'll be open, but they do come open. The turnover is not real high, which is a good thing.
That is a good thing.
But they do come open, but circumstances and things happen. So there will be some available.
Yeah. Well, we're just putting this out there so you can plan ahead maybe about a year or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, there you go.
Just in case. Well, it's always great to see you. And anything for the new year we can talk about at this point, or do we have to wait a little bit?
We have to wait a little bit for that.
Right now
we're handling all the Christmas stuff, so we're getting excited for that and the New Year's. We're really gonna. I think we're gonna have fun. It's a little bit more open. Like I said, we still have to be conscious with COVID and everything, but it is a little bit more open this year, and we're able to have some more fun. So we're really, really looking forward to that. And I think it's going to be just the smiles that we've already seen with some of the stuff going on, the singers coming in, the people helping with wrapping, just decorating doors, small stuff like that, and just wrapping presents and stuff. It's been really cool.
Okay, before we leave, we need to remind everybody, locally owned and operated. You're going to meet the local owners and operators.
Absolutely. You absolutely will.
You will see them.
Because they're right there in the middle of everything with us. You will probably won't even recognize them, because That they don't even act like it. They're
pitching in, helping just like everybody else.
They absolutely
right?
do, and I've seen it firsthand, and it's really awesome.
Cool. Now, once again, Brett, before we leave, let's get all that contact information.
All right.
There.
So we're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, just north of the hospital. You can reach us at 918-333-9545. Follow us, like our Facebook page, Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, and our website is bartlesvillehealthandrehab.com.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Take care now.
No word in the English language is less convincing.